this is. One way it could have happened. A Jupiter Ascending fanfic, written by Incapricious and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Jin, with additional tags for pre-canon, sure, why not, bees, tiny Balem, the origin of space bees. Summary. Why do bees detect and protect royalty? Because Balem's mother wouldn't let him have the entire species eliminated, and the gene overseer doesn't want to die. Balem was 12. It was embarrassing to be 12. It was such a small number, barely a number at all. But despite his age, he was more important than every other creature on this planet. Except for Mother, of course. But she was on the ship, which was not touching the ground, and so technically was not on the planet. He stood watching the workers carry sedated hominid bodies into the shiny silver dome of the laboratory, resenting the feeling of the wind in his hair. He hated being on world. It made him feel so small. And there was dirt everywhere, and strange smells. An insect buzzed around his head, and Balem swatted at it, wondering when Mother would take him back home. "This planet will be yours someday," she said. "It's important for you to see it seeded. You must understand your product in order to control it." The insect looped back around toward Balem's face. "Go away!" he shouted, striking it with his hand. A second later, pain bloomed in his palm. "I demand you eliminate these creatures immediately," he said to the gene overseer, holding out the yellow and black striped carcass in his hand. His other hand, the stung one, which was throbbing and starting to swell, he held lightly behind his back. "If they're not extinct within the hour, then you'll be extinct." He dropped the insect to the floor and marched back to his ship. Mother found him an hour later, sitting on his bed and frowning at his hand. He dabbed it with Regenix, of course, but even though the pain was gone, he still felt debased by its stinger. "You have a visitor," she said. The gene overseer tiptoed into the room behind Mother. "Is it done?" asked Balem.
"We can't eliminate the bees, my lord. They're pollinators," he said, wringing his hands.
"That's unacceptable. It hurt me. I want them all to pay."
"Don't be a fool," Mother said. "Doing so will drastically impact this planet's yield."
"I suppose you'll have to pay instead, then," said Balem, grinning at the overseer. "Yes, this would be lovely."
He stood and began to stride forward.
The overseer spoke rapidly, shuffling his feet backwards, his great big head beginning to glisten with sweat.
"My lord, if it pleases you, I have designed a set of genes to prevent the bees from stinging royalty."
He looked around the room as though hoping to find something that would rescue him.
"And additionally, they will worship you. Yes, they will worship you and protect you and sacrifice themselves to defend you."
Balem stopped and considered this. He envisioned himself swathed in a robe of buzzing, dangerous insects, sending them in a directed swarm at those who defied him.
"Very well," he said finally. "Make it so."
The end.